the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the doggy.
Gummy normal.
Previous.
You know, worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show that is so in-depth with its analysis, you would think the three hosts were sporting royalty. But unfortunately for you, they are not. They are simple folk who struggle to string complete sentences something. What up, B-boys and fly girls? I'm Joel Kasem, and the following names belong to those who I'm about to introduce. First up is a woman who just got off her flight back from Germany. It's Gabby Morris.
Hello.
Hello.
I did not fly on a flight.
You didn't?
I don't even know how to talk about flying anymore. It
yeah.
Seems
what
so
you,
what
is? What's the? What other words you use? It's like a. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, what is a plane?
Just a
it's a tin
surface.
Full of germs. That's what it is.
Oh. Oh God, don't talk about germs.
Germ tin. We'll get to Gabby's germs shortly. Also joining us is a man who might as well throw his hat in the ring to become Australia's newest test opener. It's Mick Rad.
Oh yeah, I average a very healthy 9.2. I reckon that'll help
better out. Than what we've got, I think.
Yeah. I'm in. I'm waiting for the call.
Congratulations.
I'm next to my phone. Ready to go.
You are. First and foremost, let's start with the fact that I'm the only one in the studio today. It's very this is kicking it old school. This is back mid-year when we were all doing it via Zoom. We are doing it all via Zoom again tonight. Welcome to...
Well, you're there. You're the only one who's committed enough to actually remember to turn up in the studio. I apologize. I should be there.
You did a Gabby Morris.
I did a Gabby. I pulled a Gabby.
You really did.
But Gabby really...
Like, I literally was reading the messages going, ooh, so glad this isn't me this time.
But Gabby, you really pulled a Gabby. Like, I mean, you just did a Gabby. Like, you gabbed it all over the place this week.
Oh, did I gab it all over the place? yeah, look, I don't know what happens every December. This happens, but yeah, got the full blown guts ripped out of me. Got the gastro. Was literally in a physio appointment, face down, face in the hole. And I was like,
you had to turn around.
This is painful. It's kind of making me a bit nauseous.
Just put and a I was like. Under there.
Oh, like I'm feeling a bit nauseous. Like it was pretty painful, but I was like, I've never had this before. And I'm lying there face first and she's like having a go at my neck. And I'm like, oh, this is really hurting my tummy and this is weird. Anyway, I was like, thank you. Like $100 later, I was like, I'm not really sure what for. Got in the car, got home and I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling sick. And I like, you know, when you feel so sick, I just took off all my clothes. Rosie's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't feel well. And then that was it. It was like from 5 till 6 a.m., just like fever, full fever dream, fainting, vomiting, all the rest.
Bloody hell.
But like gastro is evil. Like it's an evil thing. And I'm literally like lying on the bathroom floor at death's door. And I'm like, Rosie and I have had a really good life together. Like I can't believe this is how it's going to end. She's just going to see me like the shivering, sweaty, disgusting mess on the bathroom floor and that's it. Like what a shit way to go. Like I was literally thinking that. I was like, I'm dying. Like I'm slowly dying. But I didn't, obviously. I'm here and I'm still unwell, that's for sure. And Rosie was a fantastic nurse. But like 3 days, 4 days in, we were like, wow, like we survived. Like you survived. Like you were so sick. You know, like I'm not sick. This is great. Like continuing on her time and then get a text message, you know, 4 days later, 4 days later. Uh-oh. I'm feeling
biosecurity.
And I was like,
update.
Get home now, get in the car and get home now. She like raced home exactly the same scenario. Took off all the clothes, spewing up her guts.
Oh God.
And I was just like, What a, like, you really, like, it's an evil, evil thing. Like, it really brings you to your most vulnerable place you could ever be. And especially in front of someone else, like, whew. I mean, thank God she was there, to be honest. I literally thought I was going to die. I'm here.
Right. It's a story of love at the end.
Yeah, that's it.
You keep on blowing me away, Gabby, with the amount of different sicknesses you can have in 1 year.
Yeah, I'm glad I blow you away. Like, I'm glad that I make you. Yeah, it's true. I've had them all, and I'm not even exaggerating. And it's extremely frustrating because, you just lie in bed for 4 weeks and go, what is life? I mean, it's a perfect way to end 2020. Like, it's not even quite over yet, but it's really tightly wrapping up what a sensational year this was, you know, just both ends going for it.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing what you get in 2021, Gab.
Oh, no, don't. Let's not make any. I'll probably randomly get like COVID and then it will just be.
When everyone else hasn't, it's all gone.
Yeah, it's just going to be like, how the fuck did you get that?
You'll be in the papers like this one person's got COVID and everyone's like,
I'll do it,
Gab. Park's been taken off air.
It'd be great publicity.
Good publicity, actually, Gab. Publicity. Do it.
Please do it.
What was that, Joel?
It's great publicity. Do it for the show.
What makes you think I'm going to even talk about it? Across the park, that is.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Mick, how are you? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm going all right. I feel like this week has been long, and so long that I just kept working today and forgot to come into the studio, which was a bit wrong.
Yes.
And then I saw that the time. When you messaged it, I caught up. I was like, what? Oh, crap. I'm supposed to be finishing work now. It's Friday. What am I doing? Anyway, that's why I'm on Zoom today. But glad the week's over and looking forward to some beers and gin. I'm drinking gin.
Good for you.
By your gin, studio.
With your cat. I'm Powerade. Joel's by himself drinking.
I've got my water, which I think makes a great sound.
Hydration. Hydration is key.
Good boy.
We also need to recognize that today is International Celebration of the Mountain Day, which is pretty exciting.
What mountain? Which mountain?
Who's been
mountains? All the mountains. Oh, really? The mountains in the world. So if you go hashtag mountain day, you will see that there is a day celebrating all the mountains. And it was actually started by the United Nations back in 2003 to bring awareness to all the things that we rely on mountains for.
Do the mountains need a day? Like, come on.
And the mountains do need a day. Why? They do need a day. They're glorious.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Gab, for that mountain. Did that work?
Mountains are fantastic, and they have great things that they offer us.
You're still going, Joel.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just trying to delay before we start talking about cricket.
We're not going to get there yet because actually speaking of mountains is a fantastic segue for me because this week I went and painted. I did a painting at one of those.
What?
You go.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And you drink wine and you paint.
You did it. Oh, you did it.
I hope you got a photo of it to go up on our Instagram.
Go on Instagram Holy today. Shit, it'll be on Joel. My Instagram tonight if you want to have a look. And, yeah, I went and I painted mountains.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's like, painted in mountains. It's like, pointy breasts. Easy, done.
There's three, actually. But I did it. Yeah, because I knew that it was International Mountain Day today.
Oh, that's I thought there was someone out there celebrating today, and that's what I brought it up for.
That's not true at all. I think of mounting in a different way to...
Mounting?
Mounting.
Oh, he's a Mountie. Oh, he is a Mountie.
Okay, so... Hi.
Wait, is that your whole news? Is that the whole news of Joel? Is that you painted?
Of course, he went to a paint and sip. Was it that what it's called? A paint and sip?
It could be. Like I don't know what it's called.
40-year-old woman. Oh wait, sorry. I bet you went on a date.
Yes, it was.
Yes, I knew it. Aren't you meant to paint each other? Isn't that the whole part of the romance? Or were you painting her mountains?
Sorry. No, there's like a picture on. I've only done one. I don't know. There's quite a few around. And there's like a painting on the wall. And you sit there and
you paint by numbers.
Well, it's sort of like, yeah, where they. Yeah. Well, it's not. I mean, it's not. You got to color it in with what number, you know, coincides with what they tell you. It's not like that. They sort of instruct you how to do it. And anyway, it became, in some sporty way, quite a competition for me. I had to do the best painting. And I sort of went in, because I can't paint. Like, I can't draw a smiley face. But I went in with the idea that maybe I'm going to get discovered today because my picture's so good.
Oh, my God.
And whoever's doing it is going to be like, this is the most incredible work of art I've ever seen. You should be.
Yes.
You know? I mean, it didn't happen, obviously.
You
know, I'm still
did you
doing
ever get that? As a kid, when you were playing sport and you'd be playing, like, you're like, I'm playing really well today. And like, maybe there's a scout here.
Yes.
And maybe I'll get scouted.
Yeah.
Like, I still sometimes think that when I'm like playing really well, I'm like, maybe someone will want to sponsor me.
I often thought that when I played trampoline dodgeball, maybe there's a scout here for trampoline dodgeball. No, I don't think there's any sort of. No.
Or you just kind of go like, maybe we could become semi-pro. Like, someone's here and wants to give us that opportunity. Like,
someone's got a lot of money.
You're playing social tennis at the Portuguese club. Like, it's not going to happen.
Hey, guys, I was looking just now to see what the name of these paint and sip places are, and they've got, like, really amazing names. There's, like, Cork and Canvas.
Yep.
There's Brush and Sip. There's Cork and Chroma.
That's where we're
Pinot at. And Picasso. I mean, bloody hell, they're also innovative, these names.
Are you being sarcastic? Because I can't tell.
I'm very sarcastic. I mean, come on. Just fucking call it, like, painting and
sitting
drinking.
Down, painting numbers, paying heaps of money, just cheap, drink cheap booze.
It's called...
Sorry, Joel. We always do this to him. It sounds like it was a lovely time.
That's why
he doesn't tell us what he does every week, because he doesn't want us to take the piss out of him.
That's why I mute the group chat until Friday.
No wonder you didn't share the painting on the group chat.
It's true, I didn't.
I'm ready for it.
It'll come up, don't worry. I'll put it on the gram, the IG. All right, so we're done. Everyone's said what they need to say. Can we go back to being friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we talk some sport then?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Short.
Okay.
That's what I need, some shorts.
Well, shall we... because you shit through the last ones.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. I'm sorry. What sport?
Hey, guys.
Yes.
What do you call a Cuban gastrologist?
What?
Fidel Gastro.
You just make that up?
Yeah, of course I just made that up. I'm a comedian. My trade.
All right. What sport shall we start with?
Can we talk about these ridiculous new NRL rules, please?
Okay, cricket. So, no. Yeah, we'll do NRL first. So, today, Friday, because it's Friday, we're actually here on a Friday, the NRL has unveiled new rules that will be coming into effect in 2021. 99.9% of fans have already blown up about most of them because they are crap. There's a couple of okay ones. We can go through them, but for the most part, it's not very good. Mick, thoughts?
Just, they're trying to turn rugby league into rugby union, and I'm not fucking happy.
In what way? The scrums.
They're trying to make rugby league faster, right? So rugby league's always been a bit stop-start, but that's just part of the game. You get a time to sort of set. You get a time to do a set play. You've got a bit of an opportunity with each play of the ball to sort of work out a play. Rugby union's very much more, I mean, it's slow, but it's more flowing. It's just, you know, tackle, play, tackle, play, tackle, play. So they're trying to turn rugby league into a bit of a union thing now. Like, we're in union. If the ball goes over the sideline, you can do a quick line out. And you can just throw it out to your guy and you can keep running.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's good.
You like that? Well, that's rugby union. That's a different game. So rugby league, they're now bringing
in. I know
in
that.
The rule. Oh, good. Whew. I mean, if you didn't know the difference between rugby union and rugby league, I'd say get it off this show. But it's okay.
Barely on this show, so.
So the new rules, there's a few different ones, but one of them is that if the ball goes over the sideline, there's no scrums anymore. That it's just a play of the ball or a tap or something, and then just keep playing. Other rules, and the stupidest rule of all is if you kick a field goal from outside 40 meters, you're going to get 2 points rather than one.
That is a stupid rule.
Why? That sounds fantastic. That's more exciting. More points. More points is more exciting.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Why isn't that good?
Because you're just going to get people trying to take field goals from 40 meters out. A, they've got to, you know, you've got to like stop the game to check whether it was 40 meters out or not. It's going to slow the game down inevitably. But also, it's not exciting seeing people try to kick field goals. You want people to see people
score tries.
Yeah.
You want people to score tries? That's what we watch. And I'd rather they reduce the amount of points for a try score from a bomb, because then you discourage people scoring tries from bombs. If they can run the ball.
Bomb tries are the best. What are you talking about?
Bomb tries are just lottery tries.
It's not thrilling.
It's just luck, because it's no skill. If you put the bomb up and it happens to bounce or bubble out of someone's hands and it lands into your hands and you score.
I couldn't agree less.
That's why you're on this show, Gabby.
How many gins have you had?
It's none of your damn business how many gins I've had.
Can we just talk about one of the rules, which I still don't even understand the current rule, which is this ridiculous fucking scrum situation. Like, it infuriates me. It's like they do a little tap dance. Like, they all come together and do this little, like, ballet dance on their tippy toes. The ball kind of just, like, pitters down and then just gets past the dude, right? It's like, what is going on here? Like, it's actually embarrassing to me.
Okay. So scrums, like Mick said, there's a whole lot to do with the scrums, actually. So as Mick said, if the ball goes out, they can do the quick tap now. Did you say that, Mick, or did I think you said that? What did you say? Yeah, cool.
Oh, they can do the quick tap. Okay, great.
They can, but only if the ball goes out. Now, if there's like a knock-on or forward pass and they have to do a scrum, I think that stays. They're going to do this thing where they call break. So the ref will call break when the ball's out. That means the scrum can break. And if you break early, it's a penalty or something, or another scrum.
Penalty.
And then if you do it again, the player is sent off, whoever does the infringement. However, the scrum, the whole idea of the scrum, I think, at least this is what I was always led to believe, is that it's meant to be for the forwards to get in there. Which is why they all have their names, like the props and the hooker and the second row and the lock. That's what the scrum's meant to be. And then the back line get an opportunity to put on a play so they can make...
Oh, so it's like a reset. It's like allowing people to kind of have a break, reset.
Well, kind of, but it's allowing the faster players to do something. But since for such a long time now, the scrum is not packed like that, and therefore it became quite pointless. So you are right. The scrum is a pointless part of the game. I'm still talking. I don't know why.
that makes sense, though. That was a good explanation. I mean, I'd rather them just do they come together and do a bloody breakdance or something, and then like at least do something entertaining instead of twinkle their toes with their heads together.
Well, back in the day, scrums actually mattered because it wasn't just a foregone conclusion that the team that fed the ball was going to win the ball.
Yeah.
They'd have to put the ball in the middle. Yeah. There'd be a bit of a tackling with the feet, and then one team would get it. That hasn't
happened for years, so it is pointless. Hmm. It's not like in union where you feed the ball and there is an element of like the front rowers determining potentially who gets that ball, whoever's fed it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sounded like I knew what I was talking about then. You have to admit.
You did very well. There was 8 new changes altogether. There was the field goal one from 40 out. I think bunker reviews are changing now this is a good one. So if, what's this one? I think I've got this wrong. Captain's challenge.
Every try that's given now, they're going to check the try.
And that's right. The bunker.
Yeah. So even if they don't ask for it.
Before they go for the conversion.
Yeah. But the captain's challenge one. So if your team does the captain's challenge and it's like inconclusive and you used to lose your captain's challenge, or we did for this 1 year that we had it. But now that if it's inconclusive, you can still retain your captain's challenge. which is fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one that's good is if an injured player is treated by a trainer on the field, they will have to go off if they're, I think, longer than 2 minutes or something like that, if they're being looked after.
So the rule
What about the thing that they do when they're getting tackled where they hump the air?
Yeah, no, that's still part of the game.
Oh, what is that?
That's encouraged. That's encouraged, Gabby.
Is it?
I don't know.
So why do they do that?
Because they think the ref will see them and be like, oh, there's someone on top of them. I should blow a penalty. But 99% of the time, they're just doing it by themselves.
Yeah, they're just like humping.
Yeah. Humping the ground. Also
thanks for that clarification.
That's okay. Also in NRL, the New Zealand Warriors will be moving back to Australia again next year, it would seem. The Warriors will set up camp in Tamworth for a month, starting the 3rd of January before moving to the Central Coast, and will be playing their first few games there, depending on what happens.
Just waiting for the vaccines and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, seeing what happens. In Olympics news, breakdancing is now an Olympic sport.
We're only 7 months away from the Olympics.
The 2020 Olympics is very soon. Breakdancing is now an Olympic sport.
No. Oh, my God. I'm getting in there.
How have you not heard this?
It's in 2024.
In Paris, that's right. So the announcement came through the week as the IOC sort of just like continuing to bring in new sports that they think more people will enjoy. But with bringing in new sports, I think means...
breakdancing.
Yeah. Wasn't even sure it was a sport.
Everybody loves breakdancing. Imagine telling your mum that you're going to the Olympics.
All those years I paid for swimming lessons. I'm so proud of you. This is amazing. You're going to be a swimmer. You're going to be a medalist in the Olympics. Oh, no, it's breakdancing.
But also breakdancing, there's also sports skateboarding.
Yep.
And sport climbing.
Yep.
And surfing, Gabby. You're in. Surfing.
I'm in. Oh, I'm in. Good old surfer dude here for sure.
So surfing and skateboarding are in the 2020 Olympics, I'm pretty sure.
I think chess is also in the Olympics, which I'm getting quite good at.
You've said this a couple of times, Gab, and I don't know if it is.
Okay. Well, it's definitely a sport.
Even that I'm a bit
unsure. It's a game. It's a game. It's not a sport.
It's a sport. I've already had this conversation. Mick, you weren't here for this episode, but it's 100% a sport.
So,
listen back to the episode. Episode.
I don't listen to episodes I'm not on. God, what do you think of?
So that's exciting. The Olympics. Is it? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the Olympics.
Why?
They're boring.
Not enough chess. But now there's breakdancing. How's it boring?
Yeah,
it's 2024. Next year.
I just think breakdancing is just such a funny thing to have in the Olympic sport, as an Olympic sport. Like, I'm not laughing at dancers. I'm sorry, but it is quite funny. Who would have thought it? Hey?
The IOC.
Guys, the Olympics are on next year, right? We've got another chance to lead up to our presence at Tokyo, to us going to broadcast Across the Park live from the Olympics.
I'm very excited about that.
7 months to get this going.
Yeah, so we need to that GoFundMe page. How's that going?
We're working on it.
Trying to get money for that. God, I reckon we'd get negative amount of money. Can you not run a show in Tokyo, please? We'll pay you not to do it.
All right, Joel, cricket.
Cricket, okay. After not having the best start in the three...
Oh, no, I'm feeling queasy again.
In the three one-day internationals, India beat Australia in the T20s. However, we did avoid a clean sweep, winning the third and final game on Tuesday night. Kohli scored 85 for India and Wade finished with 80, but it was Mitch Swepson's 3-for-23 that really helped Australia hold on. For the second straight match, Swepson did not concede a boundary in his four overs, which is incredible for a spin bowler who is playing T20. Like, normally they're the sort of ones that get smacked around a bit.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm glad I stopped talking and opened that to everyone. So yeah, so between the one-day internationals, we won 2-1, then the T20s, India won 2-1, which is kind of good now because we're leading into next week's first test match. And
the real cricket begins.
Real cricket's on, and we've had some...
And Warner's out, everyone. Which is sad.
Is he out, is he?
Yes, in Warner won't play the first test, so they're looking to... Well, got to replace him, right? He's officially out of the first test. I think we've got a lot of options as to who to bring in.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I put your name forward.
Well, you did, and I appreciate that. I think I've got some sort of dinner on that or lunch on one of those days. I've already told them I can't make it, so we've had to look elsewhere.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know who else can open. We, you know, there was a lot of talk about Will Pukowski doing it, but he got concussed through the week, and it's like the ninth concussion he's had in cricket, which is way too many. One concussion is enough. He's had nine, so
he was the front runner. He was supposed to be definitely, like, he was going to be the guy. This is his big chance.
Yeah,
and yeah, it'd be really sad if he's not there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who's gonna. When does the team get announced? It's less than a week away.
Soon. It'll be Joe Burns and someone. So I'm not sure who else. Maybe Pukowski. But have you seen Cameron Green? You've seen him playing in the Australia A team?
Yes. Good player.
He's going to be a player to watch in the future. He's very good. Lots of raps on him, but he just looks like one of those players. You just look at him early and go, look, this guy's going to play. And he's going to be great. And he's going to play for like 10 years and be an awesome Australian cricketer.
What was his first name again? Sorry?
Cameron.
Cameron. So he's obviously, once he's in the Australian team, the test team, his nickname has to be Baggy, so his name is Cameron Baggy Green.
Nice.
They can have that. I'm giving that to the Australian team. That's my contribution to the Australian cricket team.
Good on you, Joel.
Thank you. We all have to put in our part. Now, the Australian Women's T20 World Cup winners have become just the second team to win the Don Award after their memorable tournament and victory at the MCG in March. So the Don Award is presented annually at the Sports Australia Hall of Fame, and it's an award that goes to athletes or teams whose deeds most inspired the nation over the past 12 months. So that's
right.
Good.
So they win.
Good,
like,
on
out
girls.
Of everyone. That's pretty
yeah.
huge.
Yeah. So of all sporting, whether you're just like an individual or team throughout Australia, they were the most inspirational.
And I think everyone's forgotten about that because it was on before COVID or just as COVID started.
Yeah.
That was a huge, effort.
I think I'm sure a lot of people have forgotten. Hey, also, I just want to say updated cricket news. 30,000 people are going to be allowed to watch the test cricket on Boxing Day at the MCG.
Nice.
How many? That's 30? Huge.
That's
30,000.
Why not all of them?
I
it's
think
Victoria and it's COVID and
Melbourne still has
an increase.
Because New South Wales can now have 100% outdoor crowd. So the other day there was 35,000 at the SCG. It was huge. It was just amazing to see a full crowd at a sporting venue again. But I guess Victoria is still a bit more cautious, eh?
Hey. Yep. Hey, let's play a game. Game. Absolutely no effort.
Right.
No effort.
What is this just leftover questions from 2 weeks ago?
These are leftover questions from about 2 months ago. I did about
10. I hate leftovers.
Why? They're just leftovers because we didn't get to them. They're not the bad ones.
It's going to make Gabby sick. You don't want to make Gabby sick again, Joel.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Joel.
Anyway.
I want some fresh stuff. Nourishing, good, fresh shit.
Okay, these are fresh questions. I wrote them during the show. What are the five colors of an archery target?
Red, blue, green, yellow.
Red, white, black.
White.
Yellow, green.
Work together.
I think I got it.
Work together. Because you've
red,
got it.
Definitely. Red, white, definitely. Black, definitely.
Yep. Two more.
Two more.
Green.
No.
Blue.
Yellow?
Yes, blue.
Yellow.
And I'm going to give you yellow because it says gold, but yellow is good enough for me. Yes.
We did it.
Nice.
Good work. All right, that's it. That's the end of the show.
Oh, that was quite fun.
I'm glad you had a good time. Hopefully the listeners did too.
I forget that people might be listening.
They definitely not.
We have listeners.
That's true. Right, we now. Do.
Nick. We, do. We have Nick. Okay. That's it.
He's on this episode, so he will listen. Excellent. One download. All right. Thank you.
And thanks, guys. Sorry I'm not there. I'll see you in person very soon.
Sounds good.
Next week. Is that like a last show of the year or something?
We should have thought about that earlier. Until right. then.
Bye. Stay sporty. Bye. Stay sporty. Stay sporty.
You're trying to make it,
sporty.
You're trying to make it sporty. Sound like more.
Stay sporty. I'm just trying to figure out like which is the best way to do it. Stay sporty. No. Stay sporty.
Stays.
I've got cabin 40. Fever.